This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Reminder, you can join me and Cakes at Old Glory DC's season finale at the Maryland Soccerplex tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Look for the 106.7 The Fan tent. We'll be hanging out there. Kickoff at 6. Get your tickets at oldglorydc.com.
That's correct.
Hope and to if see you want to watch some scintillating soccer, I'm coaching at 1 o'clock also at the Soccerplex.
Very good.
I believe one of the turf fields, probably 19A or 19B.
Gotcha.
It's usually where I'm at.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. You want to watch the Gaithersburg Gazelles. That's my squad.
Maybe I'll skip the graduation parties that I have to go to and come out there and watch you.
Hey,
it'd be cheaper.
And save some money.
I've got a goal scorer. All right, let's get to the Junkies Weekend Parlay. Where are we heading, Jason Bishop?
We'll go behind the glass. Hold on. Who's that? Mike Moore is going to start us off.
Hey, Mike Moore.
All right. Pacers versus Knicks. Game 6 tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Jalen Brunson, 35 or more points. That's an alt line. This series so far, he's dropped 43, 36, 32, and 31. So he's painting around the 35 mark. Carl Anthony Towns been battling a knee injury the last couple games, so they're going to have to rely on Jalen Brunson. Indiana's going to be rocking tomorrow night, but I got faith that Brunson's going to bring it back to New York for Game 7. I think that game will be on Monday. So 35 or more.
All right, you're
old
in.
Old JB with 35 or more.
That's a big one.
It's not a stretch.
Ask.
He's averaging 30 points in the playoffs.
What was the number again? I'm sorry. Plus?
Plus 164.
All right. You are in.
I like it.
All right, we'll stay behind the glass, and we'll go to Matt Myers.
All right. What's your exotic play today?
Probably going to be an Orioles play.
I have no stats on this. This is all based off of watching the games. But Tony Mancelino, who is the interim head manager or interim manager for the Orioles after Hyde was fired, he seems to be running a hell of a lot more when the Orioles are on the base path.
Okay.
I mean, he's very aggressive, sending his guys a ton. So I was torn between a Jackson Holliday stolen base because he gets on more than Cedric Mullins, but Mullins steals more than Jackson Holliday. So I'm going to go Cedric Mullins to record a stolen base in the game against the White Sox tonight. I believe that's plus 360.
It is plus 360.
That's a good one.
That is.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the numbers difference, but it seems like Tony is very aggressive, and there are a lot more steal attempts when the Orioles reach base.
Okay, good.
Why not? He's got nothing to lose.
I can't believe the Orioles are minus
aggressive.
On the money line. They're minus. I mean, obviously the White Sox.
I don't understand. I know the White Sox suck, but the Orioles should not be laying 230 to anyone.
Correct. You know what? I might take the White Sox plus 180 tonight. All right, behind the glass, Matt Cahill.
All right, when you're hot, you're hot, and if you're hot, I'm gonna ride you. Valdez, and we are going to look at superstar third baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays, Junior Caminero.
He hit bomb last
night. Oh, man, this kid is so good. He's 21 years old, even though he can't win Rookie of the Year. This kid is an absolute stud. Last night, he had 6 RBIs. Over the last 7 games, he's hitting .400, 3 home runs, 12 RBIs. We're going to look at Junior Caminero to get 2-plus total bases tonight against the Astros. That's plus 125. Love that play. So 2 total bases.
Big one.
That doesn't include walks. So,
all right, Junior Caminero to have. I'm sorry. How many total bases?
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yep. Yeah. He had a night last night. All right. You're in. All right. So we're done behind the glass. We'll come back over here to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with John Paul Flamack.
All right, hate to bet on the Yankees, but I'm going to do it. The Yankees have won 9 out of their last 10. They head to LA, take on the Dodgers, and that scares me a little bit, but Max Fried is pitching for the New York Yankees in 11 games this year. He's 7-0.
Yeah.
How's that for a record, Cakes?
It's pretty good.
Well, baseball Cakes, do you like his ERA at 1.29?
That's a very small number.
Do you like 67 strikeouts in 70 innings?
I like all these things.
So I'm going to bet on Max Fried to deliver. I believe that is plus 120 as the Yankees are getting a run and a half, aren't they?
Well, they're not getting a run and a half. It's always based on a money line, but you can run line it, and that's what you're doing.
Yes, I'm run lining it.
Yes. That's why you're getting the plus money. Imagine how many people are going to be at Dodger Stadium this weekend when the freaking Aaron Judge is in town.
Aaron Judge, Shohei.
Yep. All right, so you are in. All right, spin the wheel. We're going to stay in baseball, and the Colorado Rockies are 9-47. They are 3-25 away from Coors.
You guys suck.
They're playing the New York Mets in New York this weekend. By the way, if you want to just play the Mets just to win the game, you got to lay 330 to win 100. The Rockies are on pace to have the worst record in the history of baseball, currently held by the Cleveland Spiders in 1899, where they had 134 losses. The Colorado Rockies are on pace for 135 losses this year. Well, they're going to get another one tonight.
Big L.
Now, I'm not going to, you know, lay 320 or 330 for the Mets just to win. I'm going to run line it, but I'm not going to run line it by 1.5. I'm going to run line it by 2.5. Kyle Freeland's pitching for the Rockies. He's 0-7 with an ERA near 6. David Peterson's pitching for the Mets. He's pretty damn good, especially at home. I'm going to lay 2.5 with the Mets tonight to beat the Rockies by at least 3 plus 106.
All right, I need to
– boom!
Where do I find that?
Boom, boom,
exotic,
boom,
where
boom,
do
boom.
I find that exotic bet?
Well, you go into the game.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, then you go into more wagers.
Okay, I'm there.
All right, and go down and it'll have an alt run line label. I'm sorry, I should have told you this before.
Here we go. Alt run lines, got it.
All right, you go in there and it'll probably start out with the Rockies.
It does.
So you go down to show more and look for the Mets to lay 2.5.
All right, I've got it.
Plus 106. All right.
Oh, this is shaping up to be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we're not going to see one red cent out of this bet.
Correct.
Hey, come on, man.
All right, but you're finishing it out.
I am. Baseball Cakes. I never thought I would say this sentence. Framber Valdez is on a mega heater. He's got a 2.73 ERA. He needs to stop the bleeding because the Astros got pummeled by the Rays last night. So I'm throwing him in. I think he's the only minus number on the whole board. Actually, I'm just taking the Astros on the money line at minus 162. Right. So I am the fly in the ointment. I am mucking everything up with a minus number. But I got to take the Stros. I got to get a W. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for a W for my portion of the parlay.
Rays have won 8 of 9. You got to hope that stops tonight.
All right, so I think we're all in. I think we're good.
All right, give me the recap, Cakes.
There's a lot here. We got two plays in the Knicks game. We got over the total, 218 points, and we got Jalen Brunson to go for 35 plus. We have the Rays and Astros comboed with Junior Caminero to go 2+ total bases. The Yankees laying a run and a half. Said Mullins to swipe a bag. And the Mets on an alternate run line at plus 106. You throw all that together, a $10 wager pays $3,187.83.
Let's go.
That's a big one. That's a big score if we hit it.
3,183.
And the added bonus, EB gets none of it because he ain't here. But we're not going to win because this is a crazy,
why do you keep saying that, Cakes?
Crazy $10 bet.
Don't you believe in the due theory?
It has a lot of flaws. The due theory has.
We are due, but I would agree. It's probably going to be more due.
Are you
going to
think that way when you're in Vegas for the World Series of Poker?
Probably. I'm probably always going to think somebody's got the nuts, and I'm going to have to fold the second nuts.
Look out for those 30% parlay boost on FanDuel. For $10 bets.
Okay, I can do that.
Juice that up a little bit.
I will try to do that. I'll try to make that happen.
Right, exactly. So if you're smart, you'll play Jalen Brunson under the points.
Yes.
You'll play the Colorado Rockies plus 1.5.
Play the Rays.
Right. You'll play no stolen bases for Cedric Mullins. Yeah. You play the Rays.
Did I miss somebody? Who took the over? You mentioned an over in the NBA game. Who had that?
Did I just?
Nobody.
I think you added that.
No, Jalen Brunson.
No, we had the points, but he added. Yeah. He added a total play.
I mean, there may have been an extra.
You know what?
There may have been an extra.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Play.
I backed off that. Because originally, I was going to bet.
Oh, now that's why the number's so high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's an artificial bet.
Whoa.
Now I got to re-bet.
Yeah, because I was writing it down. I did the recap. It was 7, and I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah, there's an extra bet in there.
All right, it's an extra play. There you go.
And it's already been put in.
All right.
So watch 6 of 7.
So I'll go do the real bet, and I'll put the odds boost on it, and we'll still get $0 in return.
Well, I told during the commercial break, I told Cakes I was going to do the over in the Knicks game 6 tomorrow
night.
Okay,
that's what it was.
But then Mike Marr started off with the Knicks play,
yeah.
And I said, I probably can't play that. I don't know if you can do this two bets in the same game.
Radio insider.
So, that's why I backed off and I went to
Well, here's the radio
Mets.
Insider bit of the whole thing.
Radio insider.
I like to have the bet preloaded as we're going through if I can, so I'm not scrambling like we did for the Mets alternate run line or whatever nonsensory we were doing.
Right.
So okay. I had your bet already in there and I forgot.
All right, so are we going with the $10 for 3183 with 7 picks?
We've got 7 in right now.
Okay.
I'll just, because I made a mistake, I'll make a 6-leg parlay and I'll get the boost on that. And we'll have 2 bets in. 2 bets that are big losers this weekend.
Right.
We'll double dip.
It.
I'm putting negative energy. So hopefully the universe hooks us with some positive energy coming back the other way.
Good job.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. Still to come on the show, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post is going to join us, fill us in on Commanders OTAs. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. And our pal Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. Keep it here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.